From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Adam Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
General Flynn's history with Russian TV and his proximity to Putin, at least at the RT dinner, all of that concerns me. There's a lot to be concerned about with how this new administration will approach the Russians.
Trump spokesman Sean Spicer downplayed the significance of any contact Flynn had with Russian officials. Meantime, Mr. Trump told the Wall Street Journal he would keep the sanctions on Moscow but might lift them if Russia helps Washington reach goals important to the U.S. Democrats left the U.S. House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the November election upset with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and asking Congress how to move forward. President-elect Trump said for the first time this week he believes Russia played a role in the U.S. election. U.S. officials are hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces in Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a key government building from Islamic State fighters. There have been questions about how the Trump administration would deal with the Islamic State. Iraqi forces are slowly securing the sprawling Mosul University campus as they battle the Islamic State militants. Officials say they believe civilians are no longer on the school grounds. Mosul is Iraq's second largest city. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.